talk faith and move forward. The closing address presented at the Australian Union Conference Session, Corumbong, New South Wales, July 23, 1899. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John 17:1-4. While we know Christ in one sense, that he is the Savior of the world, it means more than this. We must have a personal knowledge and experience in Christ Jesus, an experimental knowledge of Christ, what he is to us, and what we are to Christ. That is the experience that everyone wants. Now I cannot have it for any of you, nor can you have it for me. The work that is to be done for us is to be through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit of God upon human minds and human hearts. The heart must be purified and sanctified. I need not tell any of you that it is so, because you know it. Not one of us needs to feel a doubt as to where we are, or to think, I wish I knew where I stood before God. But by living faith, we must sink ourselves in God, and when we do that, His life will shine upon us. There is not a particle of need of our being in a state of inefficiency and coldness. What is the matter with us? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. It shall be given him. There are no ifs or nor ands about it. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. James 1:5-6. You pray and ask God for wisdom, strength, and efficiency, and feel you must have them. But perhaps right after that prayer, it will seem as though a hellish shadow of Satan was cast right athwart your pathway and you see nothing beyond. What was that? Why, the devil wanted to obscure your faith in that cloud. There is no necessity for you to do that. Is feeling to be our criterion, or is it to be the word of the living God? Are we to sink our faith in the cloud? That is what Satan wants us to do. But we should not give him so much pleasure as that. What are we going to do? I have had that cloud settle upon me at times, but I knew that God was there just the same. Since this conference began, I have hardly been able at times to sit up. When I came to the meeting first, I came by faith, and I didn't know as I could say anything. I had been in such terrible sickness that I could hardly tell my own name, but I said, I shall go. I am going to put myself in the channel of light, and there I am going to remain. Then I shall expect the Lord to help me. I have a great deal of talking to do with the Lord in the night, and I always know He will help me. When I came in here, I was so weak, I did not know if I could speak or not. But you know how He gave strength to me. And the last time when I read that long paper to you, he gave me strength, and I thank him that I had strength to do it. I have been astonished at the measure of strength given me. Ask in faith, nothing wavering. Don't let one single suggestion of the devil come in. It is to be nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea. verse 6. The Lord will do great things for us if we will only show our trust in Him. I remember when I was in Switzerland, the darkness of the enemy came over the pathway when I was trying to do a work for God there. I wanted them to do a special work in erecting some buildings, and I tried every way to bring them about. Finally, after standing there so long, and I could do no more, the meeting closed, and I went in my room. I said, I will take right hold of the promises of God, and those promises are yea and amen, and I believe they are mine. Well, I said, Lord, teach me what to do in this emergency, for I am not going to give this up or waver in the matter at all. Now the Lord helps them that are of one mind, and it had seemed that there were as many different minds as there were different people. We wanted a school building and a meeting place. While I was praying, I said, I put my trust in Thee. Thou wilt keep that which I have committed to Thee. Thou must strengthen my faith. I kept holding right on, and as I prayed, it seemed that the sweet Spirit of God just went right through the room, wave after wave, and every particle of unbelief or anything like it was brushed away, and we carried every point, so the building was put up. What we want is that faith that will not let go, a faith that will not fail nor be discouraged. I know your faith is to be tried, and I know the banner of truth has got to be lifted in places all around here. Why, says one, how can we do all this if the Lord is coming so soon? Why, the Lord can do more in 1 hour than we can in a whole lifetime. And when He sees that His people are fully consecrated, let me tell you, a great work will be done in a short time, and the message of truth is to be carried into the dark places of the earth, where it has never been proclaimed. When we first came to Melbourne, I was very sick. Some of you know something about that. I had to be propped up with pillows, and they would carry me in their arms into their hall, and there I would speak to the people. But all the time I had the presence and blessing of God. It was a most precious time to me. When we come to the hardest places, we may know that all heaven is interested and will bear us up if we will not fail or be discouraged. Cling to the Mighty One. Do not talk unbelief at all. Because the more you talk unbelief, the more unbelief you will have. And the more you talk darkness, the more darkness you will have. And the more you talk light, the more light you will have. And the more you talk faith, you will have faith. I want to read a few more verses. Verses 14 to 19 quoted. The truth of God must sanctify the whole man, body, and soul. It is not the truth to you unless you practice it. Our precious Jesus gave up all heaven to come to this world that He might sanctify us through the truth. Will we be sanctified? In His life and example, His lessons and His words, there was the sanctification of the Spirit of God. Sanctification was upon Him for us. God Himself worked through humanity, just as humanity must work through humanity. That is why He took humanity upon Himself, that He might teach humanity how to work for itself. He took humanity that He might experience death in our behalf, that we might have life and immortality through His life and death. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Verse 20. Now that prayer of Christ is for us, that we may be sanctified through the truth, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me. Verse 21. Get the coldness from your heart. Get out the evil surmisings. Get out every bad thought. And let the Lord Jesus take the throne of the heart and reign there. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Verse 22. The character that God gave him, he has given us, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Verses 22 and 23. Can we take that in? It is a wonderful thing that God loves them that believes on him as he loves Christ himself. We are made one with God, and we want that oneness. We want to seek him earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints, and we want the spirit of the third angel's message. We want to realize that the end of all things is at hand, that speech is a talent, and that faith is the gift of God, and we must work and pray that God may preserve that faith. You must put your foot right on the word and say, I believe, I will believe. I will press to the mark of the prize, and everything that hinders me shall be swept away. I will not allow anything to interpose between my soul and God. No, the dark shadow of Satan will come right across our pathway if we let our faith sink into it. But we must do as the eagle does when he is in the cloud and bewildered in the fog. He does not go one way and another as though distracted, but presses upward through the cloud until he comes into the light above. And so we should press upward beyond the hellish shadow of Satan when he tries to eclipse the rays of light that come from God. They were afraid of their destruction and fled. God wants us to vanquish the enemy. Let us pray as we never prayed before. We do not pray half enough. We ought to pray and have regular praise meetings together. May God bless you, and may the Spirit of God be with us. Manuscript 93A, 1899.